And, you know, this question actually comes straight across the border. So this is where all the huge stuff is going on, you know, in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Thing about masks is that the science actually shows they do help to eliminate airborne threats and spray radiuses and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Does it nullify God's design? That's the question that was being asked, really. I would say by no means. It actually shows how even the air we breathe and the spray coming out of our mouths has been specifically designed. You know, God had everything designed with a purpose. Not to say that God designed our mouth, you know, to spray and carry disease, but, you know, but that, even that is
some
designed.
People with their smells, Andrew, you let
know,
me tell you.
I know.
Tic Tac, the brand was invented for a reason, okay?
But, you know, even that is designed in a way that God had in mind to help clear things out that don't belong inside our mouths and so on, right?
Mm-hmm.
God had a purpose. And the masks, they simply help contain diseases that spread through our coughs, sneezes, or, as Prime Minister put it, speaking moistly. You know.
Whoa.
Gave me chills. I know. Remember, we praise God because we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Psalm 139:14a puts it. So the masks, you know, they do help and helps us to, you know, breathe later on so that we can get to a point in society where we can be like, okay, you know what? Now we can take these things off. Now we can go back to normal.
Yeah. And we were even talking about it a little bit last week, before we closed up the show, how some people are getting all up in arms about the mask, right?
Yeah.
It's a bit of a hot topic, but at the same time, we also have to remember that we don't just do it for ourselves. We do it for other people as well who might not have the same beliefs as us. So, like, why would we, especially as Christians, why would we want to cause fear in someone else's life? You know what I'm saying?